Blog Talk Radio. My name is Yamasuf Arif. I, on behalf of the Real Talk for Real People show, amid what is going on for us, the protest is happening. I know some of you had gotten distracted from Rona. But rest assured, Rona hadn't went anywhere. She's enjoying the protesting, and she's enjoying you. If you don't follow the CDC guidelines, and or most importantly, stop leaning to your own understanding and trust in the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Plug in or get plugged out. It's just that simple. Stop lying to yourselves and each other as if this plague has somehow miraculously disappeared. It hadn't. Rest assured. And if you don't follow any guidelines, as far as the Most High is concerned in your relationship with Him, as far as the CDC is concerned, the only thing you can expect is expect to be inundated with this plague, Rona. Welcome again, listeners, international and nationally, as far as the Real Talk for Real People show is concerned. A show that is designed to study the Most High Word intensely, burn the midnight oil, glean whatever we can, so to, in order to improve our relationship with the Creator, improve our relationship with one another, and find a relationship that we can somehow navigate with other nations. Oh, it's true. You know, some of you are expecting in today's study that we are about to study chapter 7 of Nehemiah. No, we're not about to go there because of the fact Ezra, if you were with us on our studies, Ezra basically repeated more or less in chapter 7 about the brothers and sisters whom returned to Jerusalem and what they brought along with them. So what I would ask you, listeners, this weekend, you're not doing very much. Take the time out to go over chapter 7. And we're going to skip right on over. Not because chapter 7 is not important. As I said, redundancy is good in some respect. But in this respect, come see, come saw. Meaning, I want you to be redundant. But I want you to be redundant on your time. Go to chapter 7. Read over it, make some comparison with Ezra, and you'll find more or less the names were already previously mentioned. But we will skip over to chapter 7, okay? So, if the Most High is willing, I'm willing. May the Most High bless you by the reading and studying of His Word. And I want you to realize next week we will be completing Nehemiah. And we will go to the book of Haggai, H-A-G-G-A-I-A, something to that effect. And I think Friday we will be starting in the book of Haggai. Cartrell says these are minor prophets, and I have to concur with him. And more or less, I have to concur also with him when he said there's nothing minor about them. Nothing minor at all about these prophets. And their stories, our stories, and our story with our Creator, in order to understand our relationships with the Creator, and our relationship with one another, and how to navigate with other nations. Sometimes those nations are our enemies. But how to navigate without getting all shook up, as Elvis Presley once sung, "I'm all shook up." You ain't got to get all shook up. Okay? So are you ready? Okay. Let me take a sip of this water. Now we'll begin reading the word of the Most High. Now Nehemiah says Ezra reads the law. Now we read about Ezra. And you see how they work together? Cartrell and I was talking earlier today. These men were not ego run amok. They were not egotistical. Ezra did his thing. Nehemiah did his thing. As you will find out, hey God, Jeremiah and so on and so forth did their thing. They didn't put each other down. They all did the work that was prescribed for them to do, and they worked together. Sometimes, unlike some of us, who like to name, call, belittle, and insult one another, yet say we know the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which seems ludicrous to me. Not based upon these brothers and how they worked together. And Nehemiah didn't put down Ezra's, and Ezra's didn't put down Nehemiah and Jeremiah and Haggai and so on and so forth. They did what the Most High told them to do. And they worked together sometime in conjunction in doing it. Because it was not ego run amok. They were not looking for a niche to carve out for themselves. Unlike some of us. Okay. When the seventh month came, children of Israel were in their cities. Now the people gathered together as one man in unison in the open square that was in front of the water gate. It was an open square. And they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Elohim had commanded Israel. So Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the assembly of men and women and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before men, women, and those who could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra, the scribe, stood on a platform of wood which was made for the purpose. And beside him, at his right hand, stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Urijah, Hilkiah, Maaseiah. At his left, Adaiah, Mishael, Mattathiah, Hashem, Hashbadan, Zechariah, Mesulam, and Nethera opened the book in the sight of the people, for he was standing above the people. And when he opened it, the people stood up. They had respect for the word of the Most High. And Nethera blessed the Elohim, just like we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. When we, before we begin the reading of his word, may the Most High bless you. And the great Yah, amen. And they said amen to people. Amen. Lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Elohim with their faces to the ground. Humble. As Joshua, Benna, Shariba, Jamim, Akub, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Meshiah, Kalita, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Pedaliah, and the Levites, they were among the people, I assume, helped the people to understand the law, what was being read. If someone said, hey, man, I don't understand, they were walking among the people, I assume, to help them get some understanding. And the people stood in their place. So they read distinctively from the book of the law of Yah. And they gave sense and helped them to understand the reading, just like we try to do on the Real Talk for Real People show. We give sense and try to get help you get some understanding of the Most High Word. We don't just simply read words around here. We try to help you get some sense and some understanding. And Nehemiah, who was the governor, Ezra the priest, who we read about, and scribed, and the Levites, who talked to people and said to all the people, this day is holy to the Elohim, your Yah. Do not mourn, do not weep. For all the people wept when they heard the words of the Elohim. Isn't that fantastic? Unlike some of us. They wept. Then he said to them, go your way. Eat the fat. Drink the sweet. And send portions to those whom nothing to is prepared. And send some food for the folks that ain't got none. For this day We have to think together, and we have to be together, and we got to look out for one another. For this day is holy to our Elohim Yah. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Elohim is your strength. The joy of the Most High is your strength. So the Levites quieted the people, saying, be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and drink and to send portions back to the brothers and sisters who didn't have nothing, and rejoiced greatly because they understood the words that were declared to them. The Feast of the Tabernacle. Now on the second day, the heads of the father's house of all the people with the priests and the Levites were gathered with Azarus, the scribe, whom we read about, in order to understand. They came to get some understanding of the word of the law, which the Elohim Yah had sent through Moses. And they found written in the law, which the Elohim had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell and move. They found it when they were studying, just like we study, that the children dwell and move during the feast of the seventh month. I wonder, do they do that now? Do they be a booth? Like the... I mean, if they actually carried on the Feast of the Tabernacle, as indicated here, they said they lived in makeshift booth. They built booth for the tabernacle. I wonder if brothers and sisters who were performing the tabernacle outside our land, unlike these brothers who perform the Feast of the Tabernacle inside our land, it's prescribed. I wonder if they're building booths, because these brothers and sisters were intense in their studies and they found something. And they didn't want to be wrong. They wanted to be entirely right. They found that they must build booths for the Feast of the Tabernacle. And they announced and proclaimed to all the cities and to Jerusalem and saying, go out to the mountains, bring olive branches of oil. I wonder if they're doing that. Are they getting olive branches? If they're building these booths, are they branches of oil trees, myrrh branches, palm branches, and branches of the leafy trees to make booths as it is written? I wonder if they're doing that. Then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths like temporary tents, each one on the roof of his house or in his courtyards or in the courts of the house of the Elohim, the temple, or in the open square, anywhere, or in the of the water gate, or in the open assembly of those who had returned from captivity. Made booths, set under the booths, the temporary arrangements. For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day, the children of Israel had not done so. So they had been neglect and building these booths, which was required. I wonder if those that are saying they are celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacle doing such. And the leaves, The branches that they're required to bring, are they getting these particular branches? I'm not talking about an oak tree. I'm talking about the specifics. And are you in the land when you're doing that? That's all I want to know. Okay, let me continue on. That's why you should lean to your own understanding. As in the son of Nun, until the day the children of Israel had not done so. They were negligent. And that was very great gladness because of the fact they were doing things as prescribed the right way. Also, day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law. I wonder, are they doing that? And they kept the feast 7 days, those 7 days, unless they call their boss and ask for a day off, 7 days. I wonder if they're doing that. And on the 8th day, there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed man. And that sacred assembly required all of us in the land and to be there in those booths. I wonder if they're doing that. Well, that being said, may the Most High bless His word, and the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob bless the listeners of His word, because that is the only thing that is going to solve any problem of yours. Okay? I hope you enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed it, but we will continue on with the show. And if you're not doing things as prescribed by the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I've got to play this lovely song for you. You're listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. My name is Yom Sufari, and then I bring my dear friend and brother on from New York City. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, a love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me, and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me, but now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. That I needed to find me, and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me, but now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind, a love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.
Love that song. Love that song. Brown grass. When you don't study the Most High word to the letter, brown grass. Oh, let me shut up. I don't want to hear Cottrell's mouth. May the Most High bless you. My name is Shyam Sufari. Cottrell, don't say nothing. Your mic is hot. May the Most High bless you, brother.
Oh, praise to the Holy One. You
there you go. There you go. You're laughing. You can't hardly talk, man. I'm sorry, Katria. Stop laughing, man. Get it out.
All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, for the Yah Sufari. Shalom. May the Most High bless you.
Shalom, my brother. May the Most High bless you.
Certainly. Hey, don't beat yourself up, man. I ain't swinging no punches. You're beating yourself up before I even get on the show.
Well, I want to hit me before you hit me.
Nah, I ain't trying to hit you, bro.
All right, brother.
Let you beat yourself up, but
see, there you go. There you
I want to stop you before you knock yourself out.
There you go. Hit yourself. May the Most High bless you, Cartrell.
You as well, man. May the Most High bless our people, bless our future. May the Most High bring His blessings down upon His people. These brothers are very important, and these chapters and this history is very important because we think that in ancient times we was in captivity, we was doing the law
right.
In Babylon, in Persia, but we see here that that was not
they
so.
Wasn't. Right, they wasn't.
When they got back to Jerusalem, Nehemiah and Ezra had to read to them what the law was, and
right.
When they heard what it was, they started crying. Why are you crying if you already know what it was?
Right.
And if you was doing it in captivity.
Exactly.
So they wasn't doing it. Like, we're not doing it. We think we're doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But
and
we are not nowhere, no shape, no how doing what the law of Moses said. It says, so they read in the book of the law of Elohim distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the Tishhasa, and Ezra, the priest, the scribe, and the Levites that taught the people, said to all the people, this day is holy unto Yahweh Elohim. Don't mourn or weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. So all the
exactly.
time you wasn't hearing the words of the law when you was in captivity? No, when they were allowed to come back and dust those books off, they realized they wasn't nowhere near. Like we should realize, we ain't nowhere near doing the laws that the Most High gave Moses and the children of Israel to do in
exactly.
our land. Not in our captivity,
exactly.
but in our land.
Exactly.
And the funny part is where it says, 17 verse, and all the congregation of them that will come again out of the captivity made booths and sat under the booth for since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, unto that day had not the children of Israel done so. And there was a great gladness. But wait a minute. So we had King Solomon, King David, all these kings, and none of them did the
Feast
of Tabernacles?
Apparently not.
So even when we had control of our own kingdom, we wasn't doing all the laws of Moses.
No.
Which is why we got kicked out and sent into captivity.
Exactly.
So being hard-headed and stiff-necked and not following Yah's instruction, we go through our trials and tribulations. So we're trying to be better than our ancient father by following what Yah has commanded us to do in order to get out of this captivity. And in captivity, we cannot do these holy things that our ancient fathers were doing, when they came out of captivity, rebuilt the walls of the temple, and began to institute some of the laws that the Most High gave Moshe and the children of Israel.
Exactly.
But we see that Nehemiah and Ezra and Haggai and Zechariah, they had a whole plethora of prophets that dwelt at that time together with one another. But they wasn't trying to outdo each other. They were trying to bring our people together and bring the message to our people with thus saith Yah.
Exactly.
So their egos wasn't running amok. Some of them, Tobiah and Sambalat. They tried to throw a wrench in the works. But they were trying to fight the Most High because Ezra and Nehemiah wasn't going to take them on physically because they was their brothers. So they had to deal with the Most High. And it always seems that we got people trying to throw a wrench in the works. We're trying to slow the progress down because they lack understanding. We trying to work for Yah and do his works just like these brothers. And for people to jump in a way and try to criticize and tear down, they're only fighting a battle with the Most High Yah, because Yah going to bless his people and those who are his servants who want to do his work. There's nothing that stands in their way.
Now, do you have any more to say on that chapter? Did you conclude, my brother?
That's basically it.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, Imad Dora is here. She's not here. So that being said, we're going to go right into the reading of Proverbs. And then once I get through with done with Proverbs, my brother Cartrell will read in the book of Psalms. And we're going to try to tie all this stuff together for you, okay? We're going to try to help you get some understanding and sense by the reading of the Most High Word, because that's the only thing going to solve any of your problems, okay? You can sing all the slogans you want, or you march all you want. You can march with your enemies all day long, but the only thing that's going to solve any problems for you are these words, okay? Okay, will you turn with me, and may the Most High bless you by the reading of his word and study, and turn to chapter 3 of Proverbs. I'm going to give you a few seconds to get there. Okay, well, all right. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart, your mind, keep my commands. For because of them, for length of days and long life, and peace they will add to you. They will add to you longevity in your life and peace in your life. Let not mercy, you got to be merciful, and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablets of your heart, and so find favor and high esteem in the sight of me and man. Trust in the Elohim with all your heart, as I always say on the Real Talk for Real People show, and lean not on your own understanding. Let all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths if you acknowledge him in all your ways. Whatever. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Elohim and depart from evil. It will be help to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Elohim with your possessions, with the first fruit of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastising of the Elohim, nor detest his corrections. For whom the Elohim loves, he corrects you and me, if he loves us. just as the Father, the Son, in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver. Her gain in fine gold. She is more precious than rubies. And all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of your days is in her right hand, longevity in life. And her left hand, riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. And her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her. And happy are all who retain her. The Elohim by wisdom found the earth. Remember I told you? When she said, I was there. But some people telling you somebody else. But wisdom was there. Wisdom, by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths was broken up. And clouds dropped down the dew. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so that they may be a light to your soul, grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way. Your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down and your sleep will be sweet. And do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. It's going to come. But the Most High is saying, when it does come, do not be afraid of sudden terror. Be prepared for it. Nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. It's going to come. For the Elohim, you're trusting me. Your entrenchedness in me. You're grounded in me. Will be your confidence. Will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due. If you owe somebody, pay them. If you got it, pay them. When it's in your power, in your hand to do something, if you owe them, pay them. Do not say to your neighbor, which is your brother, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give you what I owe you. When you have it with you right then and there, do not devise evil against your neighbor, which is your brother, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do you get that? He dwells by you for safety's sake. We're supposed to be looking out, watching each other back. Do not strive with a man without cause, as they do on the Fool's Book. Have you noticed? Do not strive with a man without cause, as they do on Fool's Book. Do you notice? Jumping into other folk conversation where it doesn't pertain to them, which is not their cause. Stop that. That's emblematic of Fool's Book. And you're wrong if you're doing that. If you're not in the conversation, and that's Fool's Book or anything else for that matter. Don't be jumping into the conversation if it does not pertain to you. And you ain't got no parts in it. But it's emblematic of Fool's Book and the life in these United States of America, us jumping to other folk business when it doesn't pertain to us. Oh, it's true. If he has done you no harm, and here's a key point. Do not envy the oppressor. And most importantly, choose none of his way, the way he do things, the way he reacts, like Donald Trump and so on and so forth. Choose none of his ways. That is not our way. The Western culture is not our way, how we handle things. And do not envy what he got, for sooner or later his time will come. For the perverse person is an abomination to the Elohim. A person like that is perverse and is an abomination to the Elohim. But his secret counsel is with the upright. You will get secret counsel as Nehemiah did. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Mordecai, Queen Esther, Caleb, Joshua, Moses, King David, and so on and so forth. If you are grounded and your trust is in him, not in your oppressors and trying to be emulate him. Assimilation into their culture does not work for you. It works on you. And you will not receive any secret counsel from the Most High. The curse of the Elohim is on the house of the wicked. So if you're thinking that you're going to get away, as we always say, you can run, but you can't hide. Because the curse of the Elohim is on the house of the wicked. But he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful, but give grace to the humble. Most importantly, he gives grace to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. And anyone that does not follow the word of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob distinctively in every aspect is simply a fool. Don't be that fool. If you want to receive the blessings of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, be humble. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust, acknowledge the Most High in all your ways and trust in him. Seek his counsel first and foremost before you make a move on anything. And don't be like your oppressors and emulate their behavior and characteristics. That doesn't work for us. We are Eastern people trying to emulate Western culture. It does not work for us. It works on us and against us. May the Most High bless you by the reading of his word. Murray Cottrell, may the Most High bless you too, my brother and friend. Do you have a nice Psalms for us to take us on out of here?
Well, I'm going to do like you do,
I. Okay.
I'm going to start with Psalms 1
okay.
rather than jump around like I've been doing.
Yeah,
we're gonna
let's
go
get it all. Let's get it all. Yeah, let's get it
song.
All. We need everything.
So we're going to start at Psalms 1 because we just read the great king's son, King Solomon,
mm-hmm.
King David's son. They both was great. And the wisdom that they both had.
Exactly.
And King David, he has some jewels to drop upon us.
Exactly.
That we need to know as well. But
we
King Solomon,
all,
he really breaks it down, and we're going to see where he got it from, because his father was great
okay.
too.
Okay.
So King Solomon's
King
father,
Solomon,
King David.
Okay.
Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of Yah, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yah knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And we know that there are many ungodly men in the world today, ungodly
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
The world don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob because they worship idols.
Exactly.
And we see that the way of the ungodly, the Most High says, shall perish.
Yeah, but basically, Cartrell, they want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and how they want to do it, and think that's supposed to suffice. It does not.
Well, we're trying to drop some wisdom on them, the wisdom
yep.
of Yah that he's given us. He said, don't follow the ways of the Gentiles or the ways of the nations, because that is not our salvation. So we're doing the best we can with what we got to spread the message, to give the word, to put Yah's word in the ethos so that Yah's people will listen and receive their inheritance, because this is our inheritance.
Exactly.
To be one with the Most High. So we can be thankful.
Right. We are.
King Solomon, King David,
right.
left us a path.
Exactly. And you know what, listeners? The beauty of following the Most High and leaning not to your own understanding, that you can work together with one another, because there's no ego involved, because the Most High do not lack egos. You are humble. You just on the team. You understand the nature of things. You ain't looking for no adulations. You're just simply putting the word out into the ethos, as Cartrell says. And that's all we do. We ain't trying to. I ain't trying to stand on Cartrell. Cartrell ain't trying to stand on me. We're standing on the word of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we're not leaning to our own understanding. We're not telling you what we think. We're not telling you what we believe. We're not telling you what we feel. We're telling you what the word of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said. That's the only word that's going to suffice at the end of the day. I don't care your little organization, your little mini splendid group, your little camp or whatnot. If they're not teaching you the word of the Most High God of Abraham distinctively and each and every aspect, you're not being taught. It's just that simple. Cartrell, my brother, you got the mic.
Yes, so they say follow the leader. And we're thankful that King David and King Solomon put their wisdom down in writing so that we could follow our leaders, our ancient kings, our ancient fathers. So when we read Proverbs, and it's talking about the son, my daughter, hear the words of my counsel, they talking to us because we're their children. It ain't like you talking to your son because you ain't got this wisdom. They talking to us so we could pass this wisdom on to our children, to our people. So we have to listen to the wisdom of our fathers and really understand and digest it, because Western doctrine, mentality, idiosyncrasies is not going to be the thing that saves us. Democracy is not going to save us. You voting for these people that are not, you know, godly is not going to save us. We have to turn back, return to our Creator, who they separated us from. And they did a very good job in separating us from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So we're trying to get back to that love that Yah got for us.
They certainly have. Well, Cartrell, I want to thank you very much, brother. I hope you and your family have a nice and pleasant weekend. May the Most High bless
you
and your family. And
I'll do the same for you and your family.
Thank you, brother. I'm looking forward to getting up there one of these days soon to meet you and Abiyah.
Okay.
And so when the Most High leads me in that direction, I'll pop up. I'll be outside Abiyah's house, and I'll be calling. I say, Abiyah, what you doing, sister? Yeah, I'm still, I'm on the phone. I said, look out your window. we go to see Cotteria, and we're going to go eat lunch with him and his wife and whatnot. So I'm looking forward to that, okay?
All right,
my brother. May the Most High
so
bless
you. So let it
you.
Be written. So let it be done.
I'm looking forward to it. May the Most
yes,
High bless
too.
You.
May the Most
Thank
High
you,
bless
brother.
You as well. Okay.
Thank you very much, brother. Listeners,
Thank you.
You've been listening. Okay, hold on, Cartrell. I cut you off. I'm sorry, bro. Said it again, Cartrell.
Thank you.
It's been my pleasure to work with a brother of like mind that's humble, that loves the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and the thirst after righteousness. It's been my pleasure, brother. Believe you me. And I said it seriously. It is my pleasure.
Oh, praise God. It's been my
praise
pleasure God. As well.
And thank you very much.
Our works go into the ears of our people so that we unite with the Most High, and he does what he said he's going to do for us.
Exactly. Exactly. Listeners, you've been listening to the Real Talk for Real People show. I want to thank God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our Elohim Yah. I want to thank my brother and friend, Cartrell of New York City, whom loves the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Yah, our Elohim, who loves you, who puts in work in order for you to have some understanding and some sense of what the Most High would have you to do. And that being said, listeners, I don't know where y'all going, but you're finna get ready to get out of here. May the Most High bless you. May he direct and order your steps. Stop leaning to your own understanding. Your thinkers are broken, my children, as King Solomon said. Your thinkers are broken. Trust in the Most High and acknowledge him in all of your ways. And stop trying to follow a Western concept and culture which does not work for you but work against you. Their culture is arrogance and pride. Our culture is humbleness and trust in the Most High. Which one would you rather much have? The question, the answer is left up to you. May the Most High bless you. May your weekend be blessed. May your children be blessed. May you be blessed. And may peace be upon you. And may the Most High keep you in the shadow of his wing and on his rock. All praises and glory be unto him. And peace. Shalom. Good night.
Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I made a mess of the life I had with you, in search of something new. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Why didn't I know that she was a essential part of me? I thought that I needed to find me and I needed to be free. Why didn't I know that she was all that I would ever need? I looked at the distant view and thought it was for me. But now I know it was just brown grass on the other side, nothing but brown grass. Now I'm open wide to the truth I left behind. Her love so hard to find. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass. Now I find myself rolling round on brown grass. Now I find myself falling down on brown grass.